Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you?
Hi.
Good, good. Let me introduce a couple people who visit today. First one is lady here, Emma, and Derek, and his wife, Allison. Derek is the staff of Billy Graham Crusade. So we are planning to have a crusade next fall, and he and his wife moved in Hiroshima to prepare the festival. Did you say something, Derek? And Allison almost delivered the second one in her womb. Yeah, yeah. They have daughter right there. And Emma, she comes for translating, and her Japanese is excellent. He can speak English too, so. A little bit, huh? But welcome to our church. Okay, I'd like to... share from Joshua chapter 14. The title today is Caleb, the Man of Faith. As you know, I preach in Japanese service in the morning, and Chris is preaching in the afternoon, but we or choose the same topic every year. And this year, almost like a reciprocal, you know, message. Me and him will have almost the same sermon, a little bit different. And I listen his sermon, and he listens my sermon, maybe. And so we, you know, do not discuss, but we know what we are preaching. And so today, I'd like to put a little bit between story, because he preached last week, Judges, right? Yeah. Before it was the Jericho. Yeah. And Jericho and Judges, there is one who we should not forget, who is Caleb. So I put here. So the historically a little bit backward, but very important. And so let's open your Bible, Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 to 14. Let my computer read. Yeah, and actually not my computer, it's NIV Audio Bible.
These are the areas the Israelites received as an inheritance in the land.
Oh. What happened? Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Uh-oh. Stop. Please. Ah. Computer. What happened? Hmm? Let me try again. Oh, yeah.
This is the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest,
this is
Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel allotted to them. Their inheritances were assigned by lot to the 9.5 tribes, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Moses had granted the 2.5 tribes their inheritance east of the Jordan, but had not granted the Levites an inheritance among the rest. For the sons of Joseph had become 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites received no share of the land, but only towns to live in, with pasture lands for their flocks and herds. So the Israelites divided the land, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out in battle now as I was then. Now, give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But, the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said." Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly.
Thank you so much. Jephunneh. Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to read all these Jewish names in English. You know, you too, huh? Thank you. And I heard this audio Bible pretty a lot, you know, for my devotion. And you know, it sounds like Bible to me, especially the Old Testament, like, you know, "Oh, son of Jephunneh" is kind of. So I introduced a little bit. Gift from God through internet. Okay, today I'd like to show the man who has true faith. What do we need to do to inherit the blessings that God has promised us? And we promised greater blessings than what the Word has to offer? Before we accepted Jesus Christ as a Savior, we sought to fulfill our own desires. We recognized that in order to be successful, we needed to be measured up to the world's standards by acquiring more wealth. We sought social positions or positions in our workplace that gave us the sense of accomplishment we needed in order to feel important. We believe that after we got that certain job or after we moved into the home we have always dreamed about, we would be content and we could sit back and enjoy the blessings of this world. But after we accepted Jesus Christ into our lives, we saw the promises of this world as empty and fulfilling promises. We recognize that our new relationship in Jesus Christ entitles us to the blessings that God offers. We realize that the blessings of God gives to us an inner peace, a greater understanding of God's word, the opportunity to live our lives for his purpose, are greater than the things we can buy or the positions we can hold. As brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we are made heirs to the blessings God has promised to us. If we are to receive the blessings that God has promised us, what do we need to do? We believe that we have greater blessings than what this world has to offer. How can we inherit the blessings of God has promised to us? Joshua chapter 14 describes the inheritance of Caleb. Caleb's inheritance was one particular section of the land of Canaan, which was given to the Israelites by God. Just like the inheritances we receive, the land of Canaan was also a gift, and it was to be possessed forever. However, this inheritance had one condition. In order to receive their inheritance, the Israelites were to be faithful to God. The land of Canaan was not just given to the Israelites. They were to trust God to help them conquer it. Caleb did not receive this land as an inheritance because he was a member of a certain family. Rather, Caleb received his inheritance because he believed God's word and he acted on God's word. At this point in the book of Joshua, the land of Canaan was in the process of being divided among the Israelites. Among the Israelites that were in Canaan. Verse 1 to 5 in chapter 14 describes how the land was to be divided by lots. Chance, however, did not determine the tribe locations, but rather God, through the use of lots, determined the division of land of Canaan. Beginning in verse 6, Caleb reflects on how that demonstrated the faithfulness to God in his life and enable him to obtain the inheritance that was promised to him. Caleb demonstrated his faithfulness to God in three different ways. Remember, it was Caleb's faithfulness that allowed him to inherit the land that was promised to him. In verse 7 and 8, Caleb described his faithfulness to God when he was sent into the land of Canaan as a spy 40 years earlier. The report given by the spies upon their return begins with Numbers 13:25. I won't read. Of the 12 spies that were sent, 10 reported that the land could not be conquered. They praised the Lord itself, but they concluded that Israel could not conquer it. Caleb, however, disagreed. Caleb believed that the land could be taken in spite of the obstacles that were present. The difference between the report given by the majority group of the spies and the Caleb's report had to do with the difference in where these spies put their faith. The majority of the spies had faith in their power of men. Their faith was based merely on logic. They compared the large fortified cities of Canaan with its strong soldiers to what Israelites' army had to offer. They said, "There is no way we can conquer the land of Canaan, not with what we have." The 10 spies looked at their own abilities to conquer Canaan. Their faith was in the power of men. Caleb, however, had faith in the power of God to God. To Caleb, God was greater than the biggest problem. Caleb did not lie about the fact that Canaan had giants and fortified cities. He did not minimize the problem. Rather, he magnified God. It is interesting to note that Caleb did not give in to pressure. After all, 10 spies said to the land could not be conquered, while 2 spies, Caleb and Joshua, believed that the land could be taken. Caleb did not sacrifice his own convictions in order to make the majority report unanimous. Caleb believed in the promises of God. because Caleb believed in God's revealed word, and he believed that God was able to keep his word. God stated that the Israelites would inherit the land of Canaan to three men in the book of Genesis. First, to Abraham. Then, later to Abraham's son Isaac, and again to Isaac's son Jacob. The promise that Israelites would receive the land of Canaan was again repeated to Moses in the book of Exodus. Caleb remembered God's promises to the Israelites, and he believed God was able to keep him word in spite of the fact that the land of Canaan appeared to be difficult to conquer. As a result of Caleb's faithfulness as a spy, he was promised that he would live long enough so that he would someday inherit the territory he had explored near Hebron. In Joshua 14:10, Caleb affirmed that God had kept him alive the past 45 years. Just as he promised. Now 45 years is a long time to wait for a promise to be fulfilled. 45 years? I would be 97. How old are you? That would be like being given a promise in 1948 and waiting for the promise to be fulfilled today. Keep in mind that these 45 years are different. My count is different. Keep in mind that these 45 years are different years. These 45 years include 35 years of wandering the wilderness and 7 years devoted to conquering the land of Canaan. However, the promise that Caleb would inherit the land he had spied sustained him during these discouraging, exhausting years. It is interesting to compare Caleb's attitude toward his inheritance to the attitudes that the other tribes had toward their inheritances. Turn ahead, Joshua 18, 1 to 3. Let me read. Joshua chapter 18, verse 1. The whole assembly of the Israelites gathered at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The country was brought under their control, but there were still 7 Israelite tribes who had not yet received their inheritance. So Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God your father, has given you?" We are going to look at the approach the other tribes of Israel took toward possessing the land they inherited. While Caleb knew he was to inherit the territory he had explored 45 years earlier, the 7 tribes did not know what they were going to inherit. We also see a difference in the expectations that Caleb had toward his inheritance compared to the expectations the other tribes had toward their inheritances. Caleb expected the promise to be fulfilled, and that he would receive his inheritance. The 7 tribes were different about their inheritance. Evidently, they did not care if they ever received their inheritance. They were exhausted after the 7 years' conquest of Canaan, and apparently they were content to continue a nomadic existence. Also, there was a difference in how these two groups obtain their inheritances. If you recall Joseph 14, Caleb requested the land that he wanted. He approached Joshua on his own initiative. But in Joshua 18:3, Joshua approached to the tribe of Israel about taking possession of the land. Joshua said, How long will you wait before you begin to take positions? That's the difference. Again, they're remembering the tribes were in no hurry to receive their inheritances and left the matter of their inheritances to Joshua. The difference between Caleb's attitude and the seven tribes' attitude toward their inheritance was that the seven tribes lost their faith in God's promise through their discouragement. Caleb, however, kept his faith in the promises of God. Caleb has had faith in the promises of God because God promised that the Israelites would possess the land, and Caleb believed that God was able to keep his word. Amen. Joshua 14:12 contains a request that made by Caleb, and he be given to the same section of the land that had frightened most of the spies. That's the place, the 10 spies looking. This was the inheritance he had waited 45 years to obtain. 45 years of waiting had reached a climax. You get the feeling that Caleb was not going to leave until he was given this inheritance. The land that Caleb wanted was not going to be easy to conquer, of course. Now Caleb was 85 years old, and you might be thinking, Caleb, why don't you find a nice section of land and grow a garden? You can spend time with Joshua and the rest of your friends and trade stories about the conquest of Canaan. What gave Caleb the confidence to go into battle? In verse 11, Caleb states that he felt as strong at 85 as he had at 40. But Caleb did not choose this great task because he had confidence in his own ability. The answer may be found at the end of verse 12 in Joshua chapter 4. Caleb believed God would be with him in his battle. Caleb had faith in the presence of God. Caleb had faith in the presence of God because Caleb believed that the promise that the Israelites would inherit the land of Canaan. Caleb believed that God was able to keep his word. In Old Testaments, God often gave material blessings to his people, such as long life, health, children, and possessions. Sometimes God gives his people material blessing today if they follow him fully, but without expectation. Fully following God leads to an inner peace and an abiding joy. According to John 10:10, to follow the Lord fully is the key to an abundant life. Like Caleb, God has made promises to us today, but we need to claim them. Some of God's promises to us are guidance, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the Bible, and the fullness of the Spirit, which equips us for effective servants in the church. Joshua 14:14 states that the land of Caleb sowed became his inheritance, because Caleb followed the Lord God of Israel fully. We too can expect an inheritance of spiritual possessions if we fully put our faith in God. Like Caleb, you might think of your inheritance as property to be possessed. Your spiritual possessions include gifts and abilities that God gives us so that we may become useful to him. You may consider coming up with a plan to claim a part of your inheritance that you do not yet possess. For example, a part of your inheritance which you may not yet possess may be getting to know someone in the church you don't know very well. A plan of action you might take maybe to be give someone to a call or invite them to coffee or lunch, or perhaps the blessing you wish to inherit is the greater understanding of the Bible. Your plan may be to commit a specific amount of time in personal study or attend or start a Bible study with other believers. Is a blessing you wish to receive a closer relationship with God? Then you might begin by making a commitment to daily prayer and devotion, asking God to reveal Himself to you and committing you, your life daily to His work. Our inheritance is there for us to claim. What is your inheritance? What is your claim to Joshua or to God? Lord, give that place, give that mountain. I will conquer because of your power. You make a commitment to be faithful to God and to receive the fullness of your spiritual possessions, like Caleb did. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you this afternoon. We can get together and we praise your name and share our blessings and grace gave to us. And thank you we can learn from this old story about Caleb, but this is not the old to us if we read this through our spiritual eyes, Lord. Lord, like Caleb, we want to say to you, Lord, give this difficult place to conquer. We believe that we can do it because you're with us, Lord. Because you promised, Lord. Lord, let us not like the seven tribes. And let us not be like them. And God said to us, why don't you wait so long? Lord, let us decide to go forward, not be still. Lord, you gave us faith not to content to our present life, but to win the battle of spiritual warfare, but to conquer the place this worldly Satan possesses now. Lord, this is a place you send us. This is a place we have to fight. Lord, give us faith like Caleb had. No matter how old we are, no matter how weak we are, no matter how poor we are, this is not the condition you have. The only one thing you are looking is our face. Lord, thank you again. Thank you so much for this scripture. Encourage us so much. Lord, we'll go for it now. Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.